Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Our resident food scout, Adam Borden, has been out and around searching for the next big thing in food products, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Abercrombie & Quirks. It's always a lot of fun to get him to come over here, not the least because he brings some delicious samples for us.
That's right. So, Adam, what do you got?
Well, our first one is some rose nectar. Most people tend to think of roses in Middle Eastern cuisine. Typically, rose water is on desserts.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Jerry, at your restaurant, you're starting to see the trend of people making some really interesting cocktails with obscure ingredients. And so rose nectar coming out of Bulgaria is one of them. It's got that nice floral lychee flavor.
Yeah.
It's in a retail package, so you can take it home if you wanted something nice and light to be able to mix, for example, with some gin.
Which we happen to have. Cocktail?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gin. So we got some.
Sure. Perfect. All right.
Some ice cubes.
I got this.
A rose teeny, I guess.
To me, though, it doesn't smell like as rosy as it does, like you said, lychee.
Right. It's got. I would say a more of a honeysuckle kind of aroma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good, though. It smells good. And a pretty, beautiful color.
It's a pretty color, and when you mix it with the gin, it really picks up the juniper.
Yeah, I can drink this all afternoon.
And it's a great sort of light afternoon kind of drink.
Beautiful. What's next?
Well, another flower that's really on the market is hibiscus.
Yeah.
Something that's been around for millennia.
We grow it in the backyard, a lot of us.
There's 200-plus varieties. It's amazing.
Lots
I had no idea.
Hibiscus.
Exactly. And cultures as diverse as China and India and Mexico have been brewing hibiscus tea for many years.
Yeah.
So there's now an interest in things that are made from this because of its antioxidant properties as well as its source of health and well-being.
Now, what part of the flower will they be using?
Typically the petals.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So in the case of the tea that we have, it's mixed in with other tea leaves and you would brew it.
It's not just all hibiscus.
It's not all just hibiscus.
It's like a tea with some hibiscus flavor.
Oh, look
exactly.
At that
beautiful color.
So if you look at the color, it's got that deep sort of cranberry color.
Mm. Yeah, it's very subtle too.
And then we also have a hibiscus soda from Uba. And again, this is a fairly light and refreshing. Got a little bit of hibiscus flavor.
Now let me ask you a question. I was just reading that years ago when the country of Turkey, for instance, discovered that they could make carbonated beverages, all the little villages were making their own, and they all had their own special flavors. Is this a trend that you're starting to pick up on? Of different carbonated beverages than we're used to.
You're starting to see a lot less of the traditional carbonated soft drinks and more of the fruit juice with sparkling water.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are looking for something a little healthier and a little bit more different.
And this is interesting because it's hibiscus and blackberry, which is really cool. It's very refreshing.
Yeah, I would point out, in order to get the full health benefits of the hibiscus tea, you have to drink 3 cups a day.
Wow.
So I'm not sure anyone is that disciplined.
Yeah. What else? What else we have
so
in the bag?
So the third trend, I wanted to bring you some rice tortilla chips.
Okay.
A lot of people have heard of celiac disease and trend
and
towards gluten-free
allergies. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I get asked that question all the time.
Right. So you're starting to see products that are made from more unusual ingredients like rice flour instead of traditional wheat flour.
Sure. Looks like a normal kind of tortilla.
Yeah, except it's got a few sesame seeds in it. This is something I found at some of the club stores. It's called Rice Works.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they do. It's got a great nuttiness. It's real crunchy. And the thing that's different about these kinds of alternative grains is that they're usually baked, not fried.
Yeah,
so they tend to have.
It seems to be very sort of healthy.
It's a little bit healthier, but it's
not oily. It's just really crisp and refreshing.
But very reminiscent of corn, of cornmeal.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's got masa flour in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they use sea salt, which I think a lot of manufacturers are moving towards.
Yeah, it's good salt.
Because it's better salt for you.
Well, I think that's really great news for people who are gluten intolerant because they need to have more and more products on the market so they can live what they consider a normal life.
Yeah.
Many
that's
in the
great.
Community think that it's an underdiagnosed disease.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Adam, for being with us. This is
always a
great
pleasure.
We'll put all of these choices on the website. Look for them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.